You're listening to Diablo Off the Record, brought to you by Tweaked Audio. For the best headphones money can buy, go to tweakedaudio.com. Also, by the Continia Kickstarter. Search CONTINIA at kickstarter.com.
This is Diablo Off the Record. Stay a while and listen.
Welcome back to Diablo Off the Record, episode 19. Today's record date is August 31st, 2012. My name is Dave D-Enforce Adams, and with me, as always, is the illustrious, wonderful, amazing mistress, Liz LeBeau. How are you doing, Liz?
I am loving that introduction. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I was paid a lot to say that.
Yeah, by who?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
Okay, whatever.
They don't pay me. They just let me out of my box to do recordings. Also, tonight we have a special guest. Tonight we have Will A., a.k.a. Sovereign, who will be our guest tonight. Hey, Sovereign, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, actually. It's a great day on the show for the first time. This is awesome. Love being the special guest.
Well, it's good to have you here. Before we get started and actually get into the business, I'd like to ask y'all, Liz, how was your week this week?
Oh, you really want to go with me first?
Yeah, I do.
I had a negative Nancy week with Diablo.
Oh no, not with Diablo. I mean, like, actually in, you know, with having this storm here. I want to know if you actually got any game time.
No, because I don't live where you live.
You didn't get hit by the hurricane at all?
No, we got the lower humidity, which was lovely, but no, we did not get hit. We've been hit by enough hurricanes here.
No, you know what? I'm mad at you for that.
Why?
I got hit by this hurricane. I lost power, like, once.
Hey, look, I went through rain everywhere. Hurricane Floyd. No.
You didn't even get hit by Ivan or Katrina, you know, the big bad hurricanes?
Yeah, I know Katrina, but, and then it was, who was it that got, no.
Dennis was a bad one. You didn't get hit by any of these.
Fran and Floyd?
I'm not even... You know what? We're not even comparing hurricanes. I live in Florida. We get hit by hurricanes.
And I really don't have that much to you know... go. I mean, I don't have that much to back me up, but Fran and Floyd were bad. Fran, we did not have power for a week. Floyd was very devastating, and I don't want to go into it because it's depressing. What about you? You survived?
I survived, supposedly. I did. This week was actually kind of fun. It was kind of neat having to turn down game requests to find batteries in my town.
Yeah. And did you have to go searching for ice? I remember those times.
Oh, man. No, we actually have a bag of ice in the fridge just being prepared. I have a bunch of Campbell's soup and chunky soup just getting ready for this. I'm so ready for a hurricane. And we didn't even get hit that bad as we could have been hit, but I'm so ready for a hurricane right now. So, I'm like, I'm a hurricane warrior. Like, I have a bandolier just of Campbell's soup, and I'm just like, bring it.
You know what you need? Do you have an electric stove? Because there are a lot of people that will stock up on that crap, and then they realize, oh yeah, I can't turn on the stove.
No, I actually have one of those tiny propane tank things with the burner on top.
Okay.
So, I'm prepared. Yeah, like, I could live in this house. You know what it is? People who prepare for hurricanes prepare also for zombie invasions. I could take on a zombie invasion right now.
What gets me is that people like to buy, before snowstorms and everything, they like to buy milk, and I'm like, dude, that's gonna go sour if the your power goes out. Why do you do that? Get chips and
my mom did that.
Oh my god.
She bought milk and eggs and bread just before the power went out. I was like, you really just love to lose money, don't you?
Now, Sovereign, do you get hit by any kind of weather where you're from?
Only in the winter. I'm in the north. So
oh, I'm
Yankee.
Sorry.
No. Don't call me a Yankee. I'm actually from California. Moved out here for work, so
see, yeah. He's a Westerner.
Yeah, I am. Used to the beach.
Oh, see, that's... See, I have white sand beaches, y'all have rocky beaches. Beach people are cool.
Anywho. I agree.
So, Will, you doing okay recently? Anything you want to say before we actually get into sponsorship?
You know, weather was great here. I can't complain about a thing. I had some bandwidth issues this week. So if anybody else is having the same problems, there were so many game updates in the last week, week and a half.
That's that right.
I constantly was sitting there not playing, but watching my computer download 10,000 files for Guild Wars 2, another 6 gigabytes for WoW, and, you know, so I didn't play a whole bunch, but I played enough to enjoy it.
Yeah, a big update came out for PSO2 this week. Another big news actually just came out recently. September 20th will be the release date for Torchlight 2, which, if you're a Diablo faithful, Torchlight is made by Runic Games, which is actually the remainder of Blizzard North, which was the original creators of Diablo 1 and Diablo 2. So, Torchlight 2, which is coming out on the 20th of this next month, so September 20th.
I have a gaming-related question to both of you.
Sure.
Now, okay, I asked this on Twitter today. If you were able to play as a video game character in a holodeck version of that video game, would you? My example is Skyrim.
No.
Do you know what a holodeck is? I'm sorry.
A holodeck, we're going to Star Trek, right? We're on
yeah.
to...
Yeah, she's a Trekkie. Dirty Trekkie.
Next generation kind of thing.
Right.
Riker and I standing next to her, or next to each other. Yeah,
if you want to
I'm
be
struggling.
Right around.
Only, well, you know, there's not many choices there. Not really into Deanna Troi, so.
Me neither. I'm a little. Okay,
oh my
anyway.
God, Trekkies.
Sorry. You asked a gaming question. I'm trying to think of a game that I'd want to play on the holodeck, and you know, I'm
okay.
kind of old school.
The big deal that you have to consider, Will, is if you're playing on the holodeck in a game, how many games have you ever played that you haven't been brutally murdered or booed off of stage?
Oh, good question.
Perfect answer for this. This is The Sims. But I'm thinking of if you had the chance to play as in Skyrim, the Dovahkiin, would you want to?
No. The Dovahkiin gets killed harsh. You know how many times I've been ripped in half in Diablo 3? There's no way in hell that I would ever play in a situation where I feel that it's real.
Oh yeah, that's like true. Yeah, if you were playing a character in Diablo 3, like I wouldn't want to play any of them because you'd have to run so much. if you were playing the barbarian,
they have really good cardio.
Gear on, and you'd have to have a little squire because you can't get into your armor by yourself. I mean, there's a lot of mechanics that go into this, people. Sorry. Anyway, I have a feeling we cut you off, Will, and I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I got kids, so I'm sitting there. The only game that I can think of that would work out on the holodeck would be Club Penguin.
Wow.
It's completely Care Bear. There's no violence. Very little chatting. Yeah, I think I could pull that one off on the holodeck.
Hello, Kitty. Island Adventure 2. Oh my god. Alright, with that, I think we need to actually get into our sponsors and then our weekend game. So let's go ahead and hit our sponsors real quick. The first one for this week, as we said earlier, is Tweaked Audio. Some of the top quality headphones and earphones, in fact, earbuds, on the market. They come in many different colors, and in fact, some of them even have mics included. One of my favorite colors, which is the color obviously endorsed by the network, including by our lovely Ivarwin, is wood.
Wood.
Yes. They have a wood color. Awesome.
Actually, wood ones are pretty sweet looking.
They are pretty sweet looking. Check them out. That's tweakedaudio.com. They also have a lifetime guarantee on all of their products. And remember, at checkout, type in off the record, all one word, off the record. You get 30% off of all items in your cart at checkout. That brings down the cheapest earphones from $19.99 to a $12.99 value.
I'm on the site right now, and it's no longer called wood. It's called natural.
Natural. That's even better.
You make me.
So check them out. Natural earphones. They are, you know, I don't care. They're still wood.
I shouldn't have told anybody that. Now it's just lost its magic.
It hasn't. I swear it hasn't. It's natural. All right. Also, we are sponsored in part by Quintinia, the fantasy fiction novel written by Junior Wilson, a.k.a. Joe Wilson, the producer of our network and lead host of Elder Scrolls Off the Record. Currently, the book is in ebook format, but with your help, you can turn his ebook into a paperback novel by donating to Joe's Quintinia Kickstarter. The goal is to raise $4,000 by the 3rd of September. Head to Kickstarter.com, search Quintinia. If you enjoy listening to all of our shows, you can take this opportunity to thank Joe for all of his hard work and dedication to the network and the quality of these shows by donating anything you can or willing to make his dream of seeing Quintinia come alive in a real-life paperback format. That's Kickstarter.com and search Quintinia. And you know what? I'm just going to cut it there. There's no joking involved. This guy, Joe, has been my friend for years. Besides doing this whole producer of the network thing, that's just new. You know, that's new for what I've known Joe for. This dude actually is worth it. He wrote an amazing book. He's, you know, an amazing guy. This actually is a very worthy cause. Especially this is, you know, the guy's dream. The guy's put so much effort into this making his novel a reality. This is his real chance of doing that. It's only a few days left, and I know he's pretty far off from the goal, but should he make it, this is just going to bring him that much closer. He's going to put his foot through the doorstep of having his dream become reality. It's very much worth it. So if you do want to go there, that's Kickstarter.com. Search for Quintinia, Quintinia. Help out Joe. It's a worthy cause.
This All right, guys. Weekend, please.
Yeah, this weekend. Go do it, definitely. Because it ends on the 4th, or the 3rd. It ends on the 3rd, which is, what, Monday?
Labor Day.
Yeah. All right, let's actually get into our week in game. And, Liz, I know you said you didn't do much this week, but I do want to hear what you did do.
What did I do? I looked at the auction house for about 5 hours total over the entire week. mostly just looking at it going, I want that. I want this one. Oh, I can't afford it. No, I can't. I want this one. No, I can't afford it. I actually considered buying gold on the real money thing.
Yeah, don't do
I was that close. But then I checked my bank account and that's when my week went to hell. But yeah, so and then I tried to play after that and I couldn't because I kept getting too many messages from people and, you know, I'd feel so bad. And then I'm like, well, does anybody have that problem? I mean, I feel so bad because I like to talk to everybody and then I get distracted.
I feel bad when I go AFK and come back to somebody who sent me like a ton of messages.
Well, you know, I'm like, I'm on do not disturb, but.
So, well, I know that you did more than that. I know you sent some pictures to me in Skype. What's that all about, Liz?
Now, what I had done, I actually did this last week and decided to scrap it because I was like, no, Dean's going to think this is stupid. So, but then I realized everything that I say isn't very intelligent anyway. So, what I did was I took pictures of all my stuff in my inventory because I wanted to know what I could sell on the auction house, like how much are these kind of things going for? And I decided to ask Dean if he would go through these pictures with me and tell me whether or not I should sell it, auction it, or salvage it. And I'm hoping we're going to be able to do that as a segment at some point.
We may in the future, especially, I know there's a lot of people who have questions like this. I know I sat down with Kete this week, and I know this is going to be a Kete full episode, even though he ain't here. But I sat down with him this week and did the exact same thing you're asking me to do by going through all of his gear in his storage box and figuring out what sells and what doesn't. And I'd like to give a quick preview of just how I deal with putting things up on the auction house. First off, you have to make the decision of it's not about what would work for just one spec that's going to sell. It's what do people envy the most out of an item.
But the thing is that that's a very broad generalization, because all you got to do is say, yeah, you want vitality. Yeah, you want whatever your character uses for their main offense stat. And then you're going to want all resist unless you're a monk, which...
No, even as a monk, you probably want all resist.
Well, you do, but I mean, if you get something with like 72 plus 72 resistance to lightning, you might be able to consider that because you can use the one with everything.
Well, which, that's just monks, yeah. Though. I mean, you're going to have a lot of other classes that want to stack all resist, including most monks, especially when they get to higher levels, they still want to stack all resist. They want to stack all resist on top of their special resist.
Yeah, but if you... Would you want to pay an extra amount? Because they're going to go for more on the auction.
They
auction.
Will.
Do you really want to pay extra for that?
Monks, everybody will. I promise.
But, well, I guess.
Okay, let me give you my view of things. At least how I've had the most success in selling items on the auction house. It starts out very simply. There's a three steps. One, does it have a main stat on it? Main stats are strength or intelligence or dexterity. It needs one of those for me to find it worthy of putting up on the auction house.
Okay.
The second thing, does it have vitality on it? Most everyone of every class wants vitality. That's just a given. Okay. Step three, does it have all resist? Now, I know for monks, they're weird and sovereign. I don't even want you smacking me down on this one.
No, but... smack him down, please.
No smacking necessary. It's just all resist is a little bit more expensive when you're looking for
exactly.
One particular resistance. A little bit.
Exactly, but that's the point. From my perspective, I'm more than happy to take people's money.
I would love it if they got rid of all resist. I'm just going to come out and say it.
I would also love it if they got rid of all resist, but that's another fight for another time.
Well, what does Will say? He's not a tiebreaker since...
All resist is great. I'm not, you know, it works out for all classes. It's great. It's a wonderful stat to have. But when you're a monk and you're looking for all resist and lightning, it just is at that price point, at least that my guy can't afford. And maybe I'm too much of an altaholic, and I pretty much buy things for all my characters at the same time, but it's just difficult to say, oh, crap, I've only got 1 million gold, and that one happens to be, you know, 5 million, 10 million, or whatever. Right. And yeah. I just can't justify it at this point. But I would love to. Don't get me wrong.
Well, here's the thing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this, people like whole numbers. And when I'm talking whole numbers, I'm talking, you know, 10, 20, 100, 50, you know, whole round numbers, especially when they're searching for items on the auction house. The best way to deal with getting gear on the auction house that people will notice, you know, it may be the best item in the game. If people don't notice it, it's probably not going to sell. So the best items to put on the auction house are the ones just above those special numbers, especially 50, 100, or 150, 200 in that item range. So if you're putting something up on the auction house, like, you know, something with a strength, I recommend putting stuff that's above 100 at least in strength, above 100 in vitality, or... you know, close to the maximum you can put on all resist.
And if you don't get any results back, that's when you got to lower it. But, oh gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what about, these are for level 60 characters. What about lower levels? Should they even care?
With lower levels, I wouldn't even care because, you know, you're not going to have the income at a lower level to really buy the items that make you a min-max character.
Well, I'm not even talking about min-max. I'm just talking about getting through. Like, what number Okay. Okay. Say I am a barbarian at level 39 or something. What strength should I aim for? Or, excuse me, my dog's barking. What strength should I search for? Just
really,
as an average.
I would not recommend anyone of any class at a lower level to stack just their main stat.
Really?
Survivability is key, especially until you get up to max level. Yes, your main stat is extremely important, but you should also worry about other stats. I know all resist, other than on legendaries, you're not going to find all resist on any item pre-51.
You might. I know you're going to find some indestructible stuff pre-51. And because I actually just sold a legendary, like, level 8 something for 29,000 gold. And for as cheap as I was selling it, apparently they were bidding on it. I'm like, really? Level 8?
Well,
really?
There are some items that are just crazy.
I'm just shocked because I think I put it for 1,000. No, it wasn't Stinky Pants. This was actually an old legendary, so it was a legacy legendary.
Oh, see, well, you can't really talk about legendaries in this context because the top-selling legendary right now is Leoric's Signet, which is a ring, and at worst, it sells for 79 million gold.
What?
Because it has a 20 to 30% bonus to experience.
And that... Wait, did you say it was level 60?
It's level 6. It's level 14.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Yeah.
See, I've got almost all my stuff as that's less than level 60. I know they don't have it on there yet. But it's got... All of them's got experience.
Well, no, it not plus experience. Plus experience percent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I was distracted
it's
by the dog
huge.
The
But yeah,
oh,
my god,
that
was actually something that I did with Kete this week. We went through all of his items, and you know what? Since there's such a big call for this, expect in a future show that we will be going over just how to play the auction house. You know what people find the best selling items are. So I'm giving a shout out to any of our listeners who have had success on the auction house. Send in your emails so I can compile a list of what people find favorable and what people don't.
Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to make that up.
Willie.
What up?
Do you do the auction house when you have the fundage in the game? Do you like to stare at it like I do and wish?
No. I really want to play the game. I was an auction house addict in World of Warcraft, so I really want to play the game rather than stare at the economy all the time. So I'm trying not to spend a lot of time in the Diablo 3 auction house.
You have strength.
I get in there. Well, yeah, I just get in there. When you talk about the lower levels, I got alts galore, but I really only look for like the main stat and DPS and affordable, and whatever bonuses come with it because I want to play. So maybe I'm a little atypical, but that's kind of what I'm looking for on the auction house.
No, but that sounds great.
Low level guys,
I want to be like that. Teach me to be like you.
Y'all are gonna have to do that some other time. Moving on. I want to talk a little bit about, I had a chance to play Vudette. Y'all remember Vudette, my witch doctor?
Yes.
Vudette's awesome. I got her level 41. That's, I think I gained like probably 5-10 levels on her. She's crazy. Witch doctors are overpowered since 1.04.
Really?
At least at my level, it's so easy. I just pop up zombie dogs and they go kill everything.
Do you literally just stand there or do you have to run away from everything?
I think I just got sick of letting my minions kill everything. So yeah. I started playing with the class and I like added in the toads, like the poison toads.
Yeah.
I have this one rune on it that lets me rain the toads down on an enemy.
Bible? No, wait.
It is. It's like it literally is a rain of toads, and it's just hilarious. Like, you know that they had fun making this class. Like, they actually put Blizzard actually put effort into every other class, and then came up on this one and was like, "Let's have fun."
Well, you know? I know this is a little off, but it kind of relates. When Disney was making all those movies back in the early 90s, they were so concentrated on, like, the serious ones, like Pocahontas and whatnot came after that. And Lion King was, like, on the side burner. And that became one of the best movies of all time because they didn't think so much about it. They just wanted... So that's probably what they did with The Witch Doctor. I don't know why I actually thought...
The Witch Doctor is... It's so cartoony in some aspects that it's fun to play.
It's just like, dude, let's put a hamburger on there. I mean, that's awesome.
It is. I got sad because I was going to dual wield Haradric hamburgers for you on my warrior, but I found out you can't dual wield them.
Can you?
I can now. I can have a legacy and a non-legacy one and dual wield them. I'm going to do that. Anywho.
Yeah, you're going to have to live stream that.
Moving on. Now, last week, y'all may have heard me talk about Talrosh's Guise of Wisdom, the mask in the Talrosh's set, headpiece.
I'm going on mute. I can't listen to this.
She's going to get mad. I sold it on the Real Money Auction House for a substantial amount.
Substantial amount!
Like, almost the maximum you can sell an item for. But I made the mistake of having the money sent to my Battle.net.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
So I was like, well, I could have it transferred out and send it back, and they'd take a huge cut of my money, or I could flip it and play the auction house. So I decided, whatever, I'm going to play the auction house. I ended up getting a full Immortal Kings set. And then some. If you don't know, the Immortal Kings set is the set for barbarians. Feel free to check out my character. I'm wearing it on Dionysus.
Okay, I'll do it right now. I'm checking it out.
The chest piece has three sockets in it. And it's just crazy. I love it.
My god, I hate you.
Every piece of that set was an upgrade for me. I even got legendary shoulders that I'm wearing. My guy looks so crazy when I'm walking around that it's almost unfair. Well, I did complete the achievement. There's an achievement for getting a full set of set armor. And I finally picked that achievement up, so I'm happy about that. Which, barbarians are crazy. Their set has six pieces to it, where every other one has like five.
Oh, well, God forbid. Most people don't see one set item. Haven't seen it yet. And you're like, I get a full set.
I was crazy. Picked up all of these different items on bid.
Whatever.
I played the auction house. I picked up, well, just the chest piece. The chest piece I got for easily half the price that it normally sells for. I could turn around and make twice as much money from this, just because of me catching the stuff on bid. I love the auction house now.
Okay, I'm looking at your dude. Whatever.
Check out my dude. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you don't have
some pants.
I need pants. Well, I'm a podcaster. I can get away with not wearing pants. But yes, I do need pants. My pants are so bad. Kete was telling me how bad my pants were.
Okay, your pants have 91 strength, 75 vitality, 26 physical, and 74 resistance to all.
That's not that bad, though, right?
For someone who actually went out and sought out better gear...
Yeah, my pants are mediocre for in-game, I know, but I still love them. I'm happy with my pants. My pants are happy, okay?
Happy Pants, name of podcast.
Oh, yeah, called it. I'm going with that one, too.
Happy Pants? Delightful.
Yeah, happy Pants. Yeah. I got images now.
Dean
wearing happy pants and pigtails flopping around all over the place.
Oh my god. Okay. She well, moving on. Pant flute. Oh my god.
Now I'm going in and criticizing all your stuff. Let me look.
We'll criticize
it. Let me look at Sovereign stuff. Ooh, I haven't done that. Oh. Yeah.
While you're doing that, I need to tell you also that I've made a Excel calculator with Kete. Me and Kete sat down again while doing the gear thing. We made a calculator in Excel, which is in Microsoft Office. Just made an Excel calculator. You put in the price of a gem if you were to buy it. You put in the price of a one of the Tomes of Secrets if you were to buy it. And it calculates out all the way to the top end gem what it would cost you to make that gem. And then you can compare that to how much they sell in the auction house. We ended up finding out that certain gems, you could make 30,000 gold profit just by making certain gems and selling them on the auction house.
Wow. So they're inflated 30... Wait.
I'd like to go ahead and tell you, there are certain gems that do sell for an exuberant amount if you just make them. It's not your top-end gems. In fact, your top-end gems, you're taking millions of gold on a cut just by selling those gems on the auction house.
So the top-end ones are the ones that you learn after you're level 10 at the jeweler, right?
Those, yeah, the ones that you have a recipe for aren't worth making. At least they aren't worth making to sell.
Okay, the extra recipe. But so the star, I think, is the top that you can make at the jeweler without a design, like buying
a
design.
Even that one, we found no version of any gem that in star quality that was worthy of selling and making a profit.
I actually thought about doing that yesterday because I was like, I'll sacrifice some of my intelligence on some stuff and whatever on the dexterity if I could just get, you know, how much these are selling for. Holy moly.
Well, they aren't worth it.
They are to me.
They're worth it to use. Absolutely. They're not worth it to sell. You're losing money.
I'm sitting on 100,000 gold. That's it.
Okay, Liz, me and you are talking after this. I'm sending you this calculator. I'm going to show you how to make some money off of making gems.
How about you give it to me?
I'll give it to you. I'll give you the calculator so you can do it yourself. Teach a man to fish, right?
I'm not a man. Yeah. I am no man.
Oh, sure. You're just a whoa man.
Whoa.
Oh, goodness. My wife is a serial killer. Is that where we're going with this one?
No, I'm looking at Sovereign's build. Now, he's got some stuff called Bloody Loop. That's gross for the name of a ring.
Hey, sorry. Hey, don't be looking at my gear. My gear's crap.
You can't get mad at him for randomly named yellows. Jesus.
I saw another item named Gambit something in the auction house, and I didn't have enough to even bid on it. I was so sad.
I'm sorry, Liz. All right, well, I think it's time for us to actually showcase our guest. He's been here this whole time. We haven't had time to talk to him, really. Sovereign, I'd love to hear... I have some questions for you, at least, to help you move through this. I want to hear your experience with Diablo, or even Dungeon Crawlers, as a whole.
Oh, okay. Dungeon Crawlers, I think I've played just about every single one, but Diablo specifically, I've bought each rendition of the game the day it came out, including, if anybody remembers, the crazy Hellfire expansion for Diablo 1 that was produced by Sierra Games.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first place for the monk, by the way. If you remember back, it was way back then, but the monk came out in that one, even though it wasn't Blizzard. It's still kind of not recognized at all. But
they do not recognize it as canon, which is surprising because it was damn good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it back in the day. So other than that, I played all of them. Incredible Altaholic. I had every single class maxed. Right now, I'm at least 32 in every class in Diablo 3. I really enjoy odd builds, and so, you know, I gotta go back to Diablo 2 to get to some of the odd builds, but I had a Blaze Sorceress, and if you know what that is, basically Blaze was a skill that left a trail of fire, kind of like the legendary boots
firewalkers
yeah.
And so I would just run away from monsters the whole time. It was a kick. And if you ever grouped up with somebody, you know, as you're running at them with a whole trail of baddies following you, they usually died because I had 50 guys following me. All I was doing was running all over the place.
Built for me. Because that's all I did was run away.
Yeah. It's awesome. That was my favorite build by far. I enjoyed it. I had just fun time laughing at everything. So I'm looking for the boots. Just because, you know, I named my wizard Blaze after, you know, loving the Blaze.
Oh, see, that would be perfect for it.
So I'm looking for those boots for my my wizard. But, you know.
Dude, my wizard's
like
get those,
37 right now.
If you get those boots, you need to pick up a Maximus as well, because it'll boost fire damage by like 20-something percent.
Demon follow me, right?
And a demon, yes.
Demon, fire change.
And fire chains. Yeah. That would be sick.
Okay, so now I got a goal.
You got a goal. Now, got a goal. I got to ask you, Sovereign, if you had to pick a favorite class, including Diablo 1 and Diablo 2, what would be your favorite class and why?
Well, I kind of went over it. The Sorceress in Diablo 2 would
be my That's your favorite?
Yeah, you know, the Blaze was awesome, but even, like, playing a regular Sorceress, because I did do that as well, the Frost Nova is something I miss. That was just such a cool skill. It was awesome for Diablo 2.
The Frost Orbs. I remember Frost Orbs. Sorceress. Yeah, those guys were crazy.
So, you know, I wish the wizard had that. I understand that some of them, there's one of the skills for the arcane orbs, I think, mimics that skill, but I don't have it yet.
I think it does, and it's really, is it arcane orb or arcane torrent? I don't know which one.
Yeah.
When I was trying out different things, I think the arcane orb is just so slow that when I was doing my mage ice build, I was like, whatever. I'm not even going to mess with that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm going to try it out. Just for old school sake, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially,
all right.
I don't know, maybe it's just me. 104 made things much easier.
Yeah, it did. It really did. How are you feeling about 1.0.4, Will?
You know, I am thrilled by it. I enjoy it. I've had a lot of fun lately. But my one concern is, you know, I've been playing my Barb a lot lately, but I seem to be walking through hell right now. You know, on Belial, Belial on Nightmare, I got the achievement for not getting hit by the pools of crap on the floor.
I'd never get that.
And so it's like, okay, I didn't get hit. I never had to use a potion. I never had to do anything. Belial just died. And then I'm walking right through hell right now, and I'm just questioning if they made it a little too easy.
I don't know. The barbarian seems like if you want to go easy, that's – I don't want to say that because people are going to misinterpret me. But I just feel like it's one of the easier classes.
Is
that true?
I'll say it right now. Barbarian is easy as hell if you know how to play it.
Thank you. Okay, good. Because I was like,
I'm a barbarian player. Yeah, I'm the biggest barbarian player there possibly ever is. Bring it, son. I'll say it right now, loud and proud. Barbarian's easy as hell.
That's why I want to issue this challenge to you. I want you to get through your other characters. I don't care which one.
Okay. I have no problem with that. I'm loving my witch doctor. She's so much fun.
All right.
Yeah, she's sounding pretty easy, too.
I'm betting that it ramps up in the higher difficulties, though. But yeah, she is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm such a Trek nerd that I equated my experience as a wizard with not great gear in Inferno to being a red shirt on Star Trek.
Because you die at every opportune moment.
I step out of the gate and I'm like, oh, done.
Okay. Yeah, when you first get into Inferno, it's like that, though.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
I didn't have too much trouble in Inferno. It was Inferno Act 2 with the
wasps. Okay, you gotta figure. You know how there's normal difficulty and then it ramps up for nightmare difficulty? Then it gets harder in hell difficulty, the acts in Inferno mode are like their own difficulties stepping up one after another.
I have this feeling, though, that Act 2 and Act 3 are, no, Act 2 is actually going to be harder out of the four. Well, maybe the very end. Maybe the boss battle at the end.
Act 3 is crazy.
But there's so much space in the open spaces that you can run past a lot of guys, can't you?
Well, Act 2 is reasonable. Like, it actually feels like you can get through it.
Oh, just not by my opinion.
Well, it does. If you gear out properly, you can feel it. You can feel it getting easier.
I would like to gear out properly.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for. Over the next few weeks, we'll be helping people learn how to gear out properly, I promise.
Okay, Sovereign could just help me run through. He gave me pants once.
Yeah, I gave you some pants. Should have given them to Dean, though. He needs the pants.
He does not.
He needs the pants.
I do need pants.
I actually do have better pants than him.
Wow.
Yeah, you do.
You're really going to talk down about my pants?
Actually, my pants on my monk, I'm looking right now, on my monk who's only level 55 are better than your level 60 pants.
Liz?
What?
You know I love you, but I'm about to kick you off the call.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
I really thought I was in trouble.
No. Anyway, no, I'm messing with you, Liz. You're awesome. But yeah, I do need new pants on my barbarian. So, Sovereign, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your gameplay in Diablo 3?
You know, right now, I can't think of anything else. I'm on there all the time, just about daily, running around, grouping up with people. I did group up with you, Kete, and Liz for one run, and all I've got to say is, Kete, man. What's up with the Paragon level?
Yeah, have you seen this guy?
What's going on?
He's Paragon level 18.
What is wrong with him?
He has this run that he does that kills, like, every elite pack in Act 1. He just goes, like, he hops from area to area, kills them off really quickly, and then kills the Butcher and does it over and over again.
Isn't that what's called a Butcher run?
No, he does it, like, crazy fast. He doesn't do just 5 stacks and then kill the Butcher. He kills a ton of elites and then kills the Butcher. He's crazy.
It seems that way, because I just can't believe it. Every time I look at his Paragon level, he jumps, like, 5 levels.
Yeah. I swear, this guy is... You know, he's my best friend. I've known him since high school, but this guy, he can... He doesn't play games. You know, me and Kete, we don't play games. We win them.
Anyone else have a Smith Barney moment?
Okay. I didn't like recess in school because I don't play. What?
All right, guys. Is there anything else from this week that we want to talk about before we move on to the communal fire?
Yeah. I have a bone to pick with you, Dean.
What'd you do this time?
You ruined my monk for me, my experience with my monk, because you pointed out the one with everything perk on the monk. Did I say that right? Yeah, you ruined my wizard.
What? Why?
Because now that I know of one with everything, why do I want to use anything else? What? Yeah.
Well, all the other classes. The one with everything really just facilitates monks not needing to pay as much for gear. It really does, but there are those monks who, you know, actually use it in a, you know, stacking a normal resist along with a all resist.
Well, yeah, you could do that because naturally the top resistance you get, elemental resistance, excuse me, will still go up. That's fine. But I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought because I got angry.
It's okay.
If you want help with a monk, I'll gladly help you.
Sovereign,
I love my monk.
I just need money because now I realize what my stats should be at about this level, and I'm like, ooh, now I got to get new stuff, and I don't have any gold for it. Okay. Has anybody else noticed the arcane magic affixes on the enemies are going nuts now? They're everywhere.
I've noticed that Molten is everywhere. Molten, I only get Molten.
I get the ones that I can't stand because I can never predict those little lasers that they shoot down.
I swear that I've seen Molten. I see what's the other fire one? Desecrator? I see those all the time. You know how many times I've seen missile dampening?
Which one's never. Missile dampening?
Yeah, exactly.
Walked right into that.
Exactly. I have seen missile dampening, I think, 3 times in my play of Diablo. And only when I was in a group with a ranged character. Only. I know they say that they don't pick and choose what classes receive which affixes on enemies, but that's total BS because I've never had anything that hasn't been a pain in my butt.
Your pain.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I keep getting the combination of either the Arcane or Molten with Jailer or Waller.
Mm-hmm.
So I get tapped and then bombed. And it drives you nuts sometimes, and that's probably why I'm so kind of
cheap. I agree.
Cheap.
They need to figure out what's going on, because everywhere I look, it's Frozen, Molten, or Desecrator all
Frozen.
The time.
Desecrator, that's not the blow-up-y fire one, that's the Arcane one that I'm talking about, right?
No, you're thinking Arcane Enchanted. I'd never get those guys.
What? Oh my... Oh.
All right, I'm running with you.
Yeah. Yeah, because
no,
those things...
No, because then I'll have all of my crap along with all of your crap.
So?
Hey,
I don't want it. That's twice as bad.
You've got legendary sets.
All right, guys. That's it for this week in game. Let's actually get into the communal fire and check out some news. Be right back, guys.
Welcome to the communal fire, my friend. Have a seat. We'll share a story or two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the communal fire, your official and community news. First up in the news, we have a confirmed report from a Blue Post explaining just how experience from followers works. Bluepost says, I just wanted to swing by to confirm that plus experience gear and gems, even though I don't know why they mentioned that, you can't have gems that have experience on it, on followers indeed counts toward your Paragon experience gains, much like Magic Find and Gold Find. 20% of your followers plus experience will apply to your hero. Although, unlike Magic Find and Gold Find, plus experience does not have a cap. Now, this is very misleading, all of our listeners.
How so?
This is not worded correctly. This blue post is not worded correctly.
Okay, tell us how it's supposed to be worded.
There isn't a cap, that is correct. There isn't a cap, but there's a maximum. And unfortunately, it's substantially low. This entire statement is supposed to be about how experience from followers works. The maximum you can have on any item is plus 24 experience per kill. That being on any item. Every item in the game can have plus experience.
However, I'm sorry, but what about the helmets with the percentage?
There's no helmets on your followers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about groups instead of followers.
Yeah, this only is talking about followers. So, the only thing that I cannot tell you definitively is Leoric Signet, which gives a percentage to your experience. I do not know how this works on followers, if at all. But I will say for sure, the maximum experience a follower can grant you in any situation is on the Templar. The Templar can grant 24 experience. That's 24 on his his sword, 24 on his necklace, his both his rings, and his shield. 20% of what his experience gain would be is granted to you. Which, of course, 1/5 of what he has, which is 24. So, that is the maximum experience per kill you can receive off of your follower. Just in case anyone wanted to know.
Huh.
Yeah, but Dian, don't you have to kind of gank your Templar to do that? Because there's no level 60 with plus experience.
Right, so the gear you have on him is going to be, like, maximum 51 level.
It's... Oh, I've got some more than that with experience on it.
Well, it's going to be sucky, though. I mean, well, other than maybe, yeah, what, legendaries that could have it on it, I can't think of a good high-level item that's ever had plus experience on it. They
wasn't
start
just telling you about the pants I had on my monk that were better than the ones you have on your level 60 barbarian?
Does it have plus experience on it?
I think so.
I highly doubt it, because that affix does not show up past anything in hell.
I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Okay, prove me wrong.
All right.
I want to see the item level on that.
Level 54, monster kills grant 23 experience on my rare chest.
That's what I mean. It's still hell mode. Past in Inferno, you don't find it.
I'm going into Inferno.
Still, it's not level 60. It's not a max level item. You're gonna take a hit on stats by using a lower level item.
Sovereign, what do you have to say about this?
Hey, it was kind of my point. Is that you? Not only do you gank yourself by, you know, having a lower level item, but you're losing itemization to experience points. And it's not that big of a gain. I would rather kill
really
things
isn't.
Faster than get 24 more experience points when I need to get millions to get the next Paragon level.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I really find this damn near useless. I really think they need to fix this plus experience thing, especially if you're max level, because plus 24 experience per kill is so minuscule, it's almost worthless.
That's true. It really should only be, it's really only needed on low level stuff, unless you're just really desperate like I used to be. But also, you gotta have the helmet with the socket in it.
Well, on your character, yes. Technically, since every item can have it, you can get a good stack of experience per kill on your character. But for this to be on your follower,
it's two.
Yeah, I cannot honestly say that this is worth it on your follower.
I actually did deck out a follower like that, and when I looked down and the extra experience gain was only like two, I almost cried, and then I said, screw it.
Yeah, definitely. If you're hearing it from us, we're saying not worth it from Diablo Off the Record. Moving on, we have a rumor. This time, it's from a blue post. This comes for legendary items, talking about making legendary items more noticeable in-game when they drop. They said, We're definitely aware that legendary item drops can be difficult to see against certain textures, and this can sometimes cause players to miss those drops completely. While we'd like to avoid changing the actual color of drops, we've been discussing a number of ways to make legendary items on the ground more visible to players. We've considered adding a new special sound, for example, having the location of the drop ping on the player's minimap, and creating a unique effect that would appear underneath the item before it's picked up. We haven't settled on any one solution yet, but the issue is certainly something we want to address and improve on. I'll make sure that additional options that were listed in that post get passed on to the design team so they can be considered. So this is a consideration, and I love that.
Oh, come on. What they need to do is to pick a shade of orange that is as bright as the set pieces. Because if you see a set item drop, you know it. So,
well, they're not going to change it. I'll tell you that right off the bat. They will not change this color. This is the same color as in Diablo 2. And they will not change it.
As long as it's like orange. What is it, orange? Yeah. As long as it's that.
It has to be, and I will go to my grave saying this. Legendary items have to be turd brown, or else.
That's okay. Well, then make the outside box brown and make the text white. No, because that would against the sand.
No, what you need to have is a glow to it. It's legendary. It should have a halo effect as it's sitting there on the ground.
It should ping your minimap. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, I had this problem. You know, my first legendary, when it dropped in Act 3, I didn't even realize it happened. I had to die and run by my legendary to go, oh my god, I got one of these. You know, and luckily I did that, because I never would have saw a legendary had I not died.
I think, that's though, rough. That if you had the halo, if you're actually thinking about it, if you had a halo around it, you couldn't even see it, because you think all these ice things they've got on the ground and all the poop and stuff, that might get... they need to have, like, an animated GIF come up.
Just like a treasure goblin holding it up for you to pick up?
Or a Bugs Bunny type sign, you know?
Wow, really? Legendary item here, please pick up.
Yes!
Oh my god, Liz...
Come on.
You're fine. Moving on. They were said later on in this thread, they were told, please do not make the sound it a sound improvement. I'm sure I'm not the only one who plays with sound volume extremely low or off completely. And the Blue Post replied, valid point noted for posterity.
How did they not think of that in the first place?
I know, really. You know, that's like... Everybody says, oh, cool, there's these new dings whenever this item drops. I play with the sound completely off when I'm playing Diablo 3, because I'm usually watching Netflix or playing music in the background, like, you know, I'm rocking out to Linkin Park while I'm killing demons. That's how I play Diablo 3. Fixing a sound on legendary drops is not going to help me personally at all.
No, nor people with any kind of hearing... inability.
Right.
Disability, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm deaf also, so.
Well, good, you didn't hear my mess up right then.
No.
It's from all the Linkin Park.
It is from all the Linkin Park. So, Liz, moving on. You have an awesome game guide shout-out for us this week, huh?
Yes, and this guide can be found at diablowiki.com/a_unique_collection and identifies all of the unique monsters in the game along with their locations. Collect them all and receive the achievement of a unique collection. Also a shout out to diablofans.com for pointing out this awesome guide. And I'm clicking on this link now.
It is pretty cool. They went through and they found every unique monster in the game, and they tell you exactly where to go, exactly the area that they spawn in, and all you have to do is keep running it and hoping and praying that that monster will spawn for you.
You know what? This is actually a hefty chapter in the Diablo guide that I got that's no longer worth anything because everything's changed.
What do you mean?
I got the official guide when this
first
came out.
That's
it's been
all
laying
there?
On bedroom floor because I haven't. I'm just like meh. Whatever.
I didn't even know that they had all the different uniques in there.
They do, and they have them listed with pictures.
Huh.
Now
well,
you won't.
This is for free. You go to DiabloWiki.com, again, /a_unique_collection. All there for you at your fingertips. In fact, I think all of the ones through Act 1 even are identified with pictures. And I'm sure more is to come on this to help you along. This is a really cool game guide.
How many people do you think pooled together their knowledge? Like, oh, okay, I'll take Act 1, I'll take Act 2. It pulled their knowledge together. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Community to do that.
So yeah. Diablo Wiki has always been a really cool community.
Yeah.
So definitely shout out to Diablo Wiki as well as to DiabloFans.com for pointing out this awesome guide. I was just searching on their site. And they had it on the front page. And I just want to say, too, DiabloFans.com is an excellent, excellent site for people who are wanting information on the game.
Yeah, I've noticed not as much drama there as well.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of folk. Last thing, Liz, since you're the comic nerd of our little empire that we have going on here. What's going on?
Yes, the last of the Diablo Comics Sword of Justice, the fifth one, is out from DC Comics. So complete your collection. The description says, Stahlbreck's future hangs in the balance as the barbarian hordes attack in the miniseries finale. Discover the origin of the evil sanctuary. Jacob and Shengar... Is that how you pronounce it?
Shannar?
Shannar. The next word starts with a G. That's why I put a G in it. Jacob and Shannar gain a new ally in their quest for the source of the Rage Plague. Oh my goodness, words are hard. Journey with the last defenders against the demonic infestation of the Dreadlands into the ruins of Mount Ariat.
Yep. I know that we've been trying and praying for Liz to sit down and read these, but again, words are hard, and this one's verbose, isn't it?
It is a bit verbose, good word, and it's very detailed, so you can't, whenever you get this, I think Comixology has it, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's hard to read on small phones, so I suggest actually going to your local comic shop and picking it up. It's very detailed, the art's very good.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's it for this week's news. We didn't have much news for y'all this week. Let's go ahead and move on to the hard corner. Welcome to the Hard Corner. This week in the Hard Corner, we offer a challenge from a listener or one of us to try and trip you up in another harrowing hardcore adventure. Contestants have a whole week to start a new character or continue an old character and down the next boss in their story. Last week was the podcaster. Yeah, that's right. No pants. So, since this week we have a guest... Sovereign, do you want to read your email that you sent in to us? Or do you want to just explain it?
Yeah, I'll probably just explain it, because, you know, this is a little embarrassing. You know, having to actually say this myself. I died. You killed me, Dean.
You're welcome. Little...
Anyways, just to go over it, I had the Elder, the Twilight, and the Podcaster going. So, you know, if you look at it, I had a two-fingered naked run.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to excite you there, Liz.
My pants are off.
I think you just killed Liz.
Well, you know, I ran into this wonderful elite, Ezrith the Immortal. Yeah, I know, he's immortal. All I had was Cleave and Rend. He decided to smash me with his spiky little body, and I died. It's just horrible. Horrible, horrible. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm all shaken up.
I'm so ashamed.
Well,
I am.
Why?
I think Will needs a hug.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I got my cat. I'm sorry. Do you get that thrill right before you die? Like, you know you're about to, and you're just like, no, I can make it. I can make it out of here. Or do you just go, I quit?
It's a complete rage quit.
Oh,
flip
yeah?
a table.
It's not I play on a MacBook Air for the most part, so it's a slam it shut so that it automatically turns off, disconnects
yeah.
me.
Oh, I know that move.
You know, well, wait, I do have to hit my apostrophe, which, by the way, don't map apostrophe to screenshot. I had to clear off my hard drive. Suddenly, I was out of disk space because, you know, I either have to talk very normally or not at all, because, you know, I type can't, I can't talk right now, I can't go over there, you know, or I don't have one of those. And there's a screenshot. I got so many don'ts and cans in my screenshot. It's ridiculous. So.
My God.
Well, I can imagine, just, you know, that every time that you've ever died is on screenshot as well.
Oh, I know. Not anymore. I had to clear them out. I was down on
wonderful.
My space not too long ago. So,
oh my God.
Sorry for the distraction there. So
it's all right.
You guys, go over your hardcore challenge. That'd be great.
Okay. Liz, did you even attempt this week?
I did attempt to log on, but as I had said earlier, I kept getting distracted by some messages. However, I was prepared for this next week's challenge because I didn't want to die not the next one, because I wanted all 3 weeks put together. So I'm waiting.
That's fine, because this one, no matter what, even if you just died or haven't picked up one of the previous ones, this week is a bonus. So,
well, the thing is also is that because I started this character with the Elder Scrolls challenge, I named it the Widget. And I just don't want to see him without his shirt or pants on, but now I'm kicking myself in the foot knowing what the next challenge is.
Yeah, you're going to have to enjoy that one. All right, this week I died. I'm right there with you, Will. I died as well.
I'm feeling a little better now.
Good, because it sucked. I had the No Potions challenge, the Elder Scrolls challenge, the Twilight Off the Record challenge, as well as the Podcaster. I was dry, I had no pants on, no shirt on, and I was, you know, all I was wielding was a two-handed sword. That's all I had.
Which character is this?
This was my barbarian. This was Dova Barian.
You're no longer able to use a barbarian, I've decided.
What? What? Yeah. No, not what. What? No.
What?
All right, so I died, and I'm very jealous of... We have two hardcore heroes, Ripley, who did the podcast and the Twilight Challenges, and Tim S., who did the podcast challenge. Now, this next week, before we even get in there, I'd just like to say that I am trying to kill off everyone, because the week after this one, we will have probably another class-specific, which I'll have to figure out. Anyway, let's move on. Fallen Heroes, who sent in their emails. Sovereign, one more time. Good job, bro.
Hey, thanks. Just rub it in a little.
You're welcome.
Yeah, why'd you say good job? He died.
Yeah, good job dying. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
We also have Alates. After making it through two hardcore challenges, The Elder Scrolls and Twilight, Charms succumbed to this week's challenge, the Podcaster Challenge. I was doing good till I ran into the gold champion pack and another set of blues on the way to find the Khazra staff. It was just too much for her. Lyndon was heartbroken.
Aww.
Poor Lyndon.
Yeah.
Alright. Also, we have Colossus. Now, this is the big one. I know that I've complained about it. Everybody's waiting for it. Colossus sent us in an email. PetSmart is finally dead.
Ding dong, PetSmart is dead. No, this guy.
Yeah, we love you, Colossus, and we're sorry to hear that PetSmart's finally fallen, but it was an awesome run. I think this is the best run to date. PetSmart took the Necromancer, the Empty Bottle, Elder Scrolls, Twilight, and the podcast challenges combined. They proved to be too much for poor PetSmart. As you know, that basically meant that he could only use a main hand and spiders with no health potions or life regen on gear. He was trapped in the chamber with 15 snake people surrounding him with no escape. He had a good run and will be missed. So, Colossus even said, thanks for the great podcast, keep it up. You know what, Colossus, thank you for being a good sport. We hope to see you back next week, of course.
Yeah, for another 7 weeks or however long.
Yeah, I know, really?
Mad props to Colossus. That's an incredible run right there.
That guy's cool, too, in-game. He's awesome. So,
how long must that take? I mean, because he's just using, what, spiders or toes or something?
Yeah, just spiders, yeah.
How? And then you have to go back to town to, oh my god.
He was a trooper. Alright, moving on. If you are undertaking a hardcore challenge and complete it, send us a screenshot of you taking down the boss, which completes your challenge, and send an email to DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com with the title, I am a hardcore hero, or I am a fallen hero. We may miss your submission and shout-out if the email doesn't have one of those titles. If you have any questions about a shout-out or just want to review the challenge for the week, go to questgamingcommunity.com and take a peek in the Diablo Off the Record forum. Now, this next upcoming week is one that we actually had sent in from a fan called the Narcissist Challenge. That's right. This one is probably a little bit too easy, so it has a bonus. That's right. Y'all are lucky. Congratulations, you have a bonus on this one. The Narcissist Challenge, you must play zoomed in on your character. That's by pressing Z at any time during gameplay. Zooms in on your character close up. No matter where you are, you must be zoomed in at all times. If it zooms you out, you gotta zoom back in.
I would unbind your key.
Yeah.
Just in case. I've got my mouse wheel set on that, so... Yeah, okay.
Also, you must do this while attempting the Twilight and Podcaster challenges. That's right. The Narcissist goes al fresco. You must carry only a weapon. That's all you're allowed to use in the Narcissist Challenge.
And then watch yourself run around buck naked.
Wow. This is going to be so much hate mail from this one, I know. But this is just to kill everybody off, because next week, I'm coming up with something big for you. All right? All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get into the voodoo. Welcome to Da Voodoomon. Our spotlight for the week could be skills, combos, or even lore, something to help you learn more about the game. Now, Liz, you have a newcomer tip of the week this week.
I do. I saw this on YouTube, actually, when I was just listening for stuff to talk about for this episode, and I found this little gem, which is, in order to improve your game performance, you got to start Diablo 3, then, you know, control alt delete, and you can stop the Diablo updater, and you can also set the Diablo 3.exe to high priority, and apparently that will work. I got this off of a YouTube poster. What is his name? It is, I'm sorry, I just had it up here, GEODEOO1. And it's called Paragon Leveling Tips and Tricks Guide for Diablo 3, which is a good listen.
All right. We definitely, if this does help people out, feel free to email in to, you know, commiserate or to say that, hey, it actually works. We'd love to hear it.
I'm looking forward to all the praise that I'm going to get, because I can't believe I found that little gem.
Hopefully it works. I'm hoping. All right. First email that we have in for today is from a cool guy named Fixer. Fixer sent in an email saying, I wanted to write in on behalf of the Demon Hunter community my Fire Hunter build as follows. And this one actually will. I think you'd like this one. I really do. The build is as follows. It starts with Bola Shot with volatile explosives. It has Cluster Arrow with loaded for bear as your left and right click. It also has slot 1, Spike Trap with Scatter. Slot 2, Preparation with Battle Scars. Slot 3, Rain of Vengeance with Stampede. And slot 4 is Vault with Trail of Cinders. And let me tell you, that's what makes this entire build go round. The passes are Steady Aim, Sharpshooter, and Vengeance.
Now, he's got a lot of AoE damage things in here, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. He definitely does. This entire build is crazy. I actually tried this out. I don't have Trail of Cinders yet, but I see how it works. If this is a very good idea. He said...
I was going to ask Sovereign. He was going to say something.
Yeah, you know, I have a very similar build on my Demon Hunter right now, except for I'm with you. I don't have Trail of Cinders yet.
Right.
So Cluster Arrow hits a ton.
It's
great little AoE. I love that one. And Bolo Shot, I loved it before they buffed it in 104.
Yeah.
It's even more damaging now. It's great. I love this. I got to try this out.
Yes, this build is awesome. You know what? This build's so cool, I'm probably gonna put it up on the forums once we're done with the show. Now he explains a little bit into this build. He says, I've been tweaking this slightly here and there, but have come up with a pretty solid build so far. The beauty of this build is Vault. Most demon hunters run from mobs, but with this build, you actually run into them, then away to kite. If done properly, this build can work for bosses, elite mobs, and normal mobs alike. Great for group play and viable for solo play as well. I could talk more on the theory of this build and why I chose certain skills, but I think the email is long enough as is. Thanks for doing the show as well as you do. You guys are awesome. Take care and see you in game. From Fixer. Now, Fixer didn't really explain what's going on here, but it definitely is. Vault makes this sing. It really does. And the cool thing is, Vault puts down, I think, 1,500 damage on a dot. So when you move through enemies, you splash this poop down, which is exactly like the Firewalker boots.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like that. And it just follows you where you go.
Oh,
you
just, I see what... Okay, okay.
You see what he's doing? He just vaults away with this. The enemies walk through it, get themselves killed. Another cool thing, this makes use of the passive Vengeance a lot. Since you're moving through groups of enemies, you can pick up any orbs that they drop easily. Any health orbs. You then can use Vengeance to build yourself back up. If you have a problem with getting hit too much and there's no orbs around, preparation with battle scars can pretty much heal you up in just a few bola shots. The battle scars increases health gain tremendously. He also uses spike trap with scatter, which just helps even more when moving through enemies, because you just pop it down right on top of them. Enemies are get too clumped up, you're ready to burn them down. Reign of Vengeance with Stampede. I swear this is probably one of the most solid builds for the Demon Hunter that I've seen since 1.04.
So it sounds actually like this is a version of what Will was doing with his sorceress years ago.
It really is.
It
really does look like that.
This is awesome. And I love Vault. So getting this with Vault at 49. Hey, you know what? I'm like right there. I got to look at my Demon Hunter now.
Yeah, I try to be Vault.
I'm like... Oops. Go I'm going crazy over here.
You, Will's just salivating, playing with it.
He's writing it down. Oh my god, is he?
Like, hey, no, I'm not logging in, but I just dinged 49 on my Demon Hunter, so I can do this build because I think that's the last skill that you need for it.
More or less, yeah. It's a pretty solid build, and for the most part, pretty low level.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is a very good build, and I want to thank you again one more time, Fixer. Let's go ahead and keep moving. This next one comes in from Kete. I told you this was going to be a Kete-heavy show. This comes in from Kete. He actually gave us two builds. They're pretty much the same, though. The first one is based off of how many attacks per second you have. If you have 1.1 attacks per second or less, he recommends using a Long Ray of Frost build. On left click, he uses Blizzard with Snowbound. Right click, Ray of Frost with Cold Blood. Action bar 1, Familiar with Arcanaut. Action bar 2, Energy Armor with Prismatic Armor. Action bar 3 is Magic Weapon with Venom. And action bar 4 is Archon with Improved Archon. He uses his passives as Glass Cannon, Cold Blooded, and Galvanizing Ward. Now, this build requires level 60 to use, but what you do is you use action bars 1, 2, and 3 for your buffs, and then just use Ray of Frost. It can last up to 24 seconds, which is usually pretty long enough for any battle you get into. But usually in battle, he drops Blizzard on his enemies in front of him, which automatically applies a chill effect for cold-blooded, and then just uses Ray of Frost to finish them off. Even after casting Blizzard, the Ray of Frost can still last about 21 seconds. Then when faced with a group of elites, he usually flips into Archon, which gives him 40% more armor and resistances and allows the use of his Archon abilities. uses the disintegration wave, which is 300% weapon damage, which is boosted by 25% with the improved Archon rune. So that's why he's using the improved Archon. His attack, the main attack, which is similar to Ray of Frost, is so powerful that it can be used against Waller enemies to actually shoot through their walls that they place on the ground. Also, he can use Arcane Blast while using Disintegration Wave. So I know that a lot of people have not picked that up, but they can be used with each other at the same time. Now, using this method usually makes quick work of most elite packs, but also, Kete has made an Endless Ray of Frost build. And this is used by switching up your Arcane Bar number 2, Arcane Energy Armor, Prismatic Armor, to using Storm Armor, Power of the Storm. For attack speeds of less or equal to 1.2, this build allows you to cast Ray of Frost until your Storm Armor wears off for a full 4 minutes of using Galvanizing Ward. For endless attacks with weapons with attack speeds between 1.2 and 1.3, you may need to swap out one of the passives for Astral Presence. For endless casting on weapons of up to 1.5 per second, keep the passives listed above and swap Magic Weapon to Diamond Skin Prism, and pop that once every 15 seconds while casting.
Wow, this sounds amazingly like my build, except I didn't swap out for diamond skin.
This is exactly what you're using?
Oh, wait, the last one sounded more like mine, only I'm using... No, I am using Magic Weapon, just like him.
You know,
I'm
actually...
the familiar, that's what I'm not using.
Yeah, Arcanaut helps a lot. This is one of those builds that I have been... I'm glad that Kete gave it in, because I personally have been asked for a Frost build, but on a few separate occasions, and I've seen other people even on forums asking for a good Ray of Frost build. And this is a very good one. This is a very sturdy
what
build.
What is mine? Mine, I use the Ray of Frost where it only costs 8 to power, and then I use Magic Missile for the first one because I don't want to aim at anything, so I can just click the screen and it will go towards them. Then I use Blizzard, Magic Missile.
Wizard,
and,
Wizard, Blizzard?
Yes, Blizzard, Arcane. No, I use the Ice Armor now. I told you about this last time. I don't need to go over it with it again. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up the show. Liz, if you could give out our shout out to our 5-star review this week.
We've got one from America. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas. All right. Remember, go to any of our sites and please take our radio survey found on each of our brand new websites. It only takes 5 minutes and is vastly more important to our shows than the 5-star reviews on iTunes. But we do love our iTunes 5-star reviews, and we do encourage it. Please do go to on iTunes and review us. 5-star reviews do receive shout-outs on the show. Remember, paid mentions for a small fee of $10. We will provide any kind of small ad or shout out to whomever or commemorate whatever you wish. Please go to the website and use the PayPal donate button or simply email us and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction. You can reach us anytime at DiabloOffTheRecord.com or send us in an email anytime at DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com. You can also go to our main portal site at QuestGamingNetwork.com. You can listen to all of our shows, which are normally recorded live at livestream.com/thequestshow. Diablo Off the Record has not been able to recently, but we are looking for a way to get back into live recording. But we record Diablo Off the Record Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Elder Scrolls Off the Record is recorded Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Minecraft Off the Record is Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. SWTOR Reforged is Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And PlanetSide Off the Record is Thursday at 3 p.m. Remember, check out our community cast, which is on iTunes, on the main feed, which is under the Quest Show. Or is it Quest Gaming Network? It's Quest Gaming Network, I think. Look up Quest. You'll find it. It's a white Quest Gaming Network symbol.
Yes, on Twitter, we are at David is at DNForce. Do it.
No, my throat's been hurting.
D! Oh, Sovereign, do it.
Sovereign!
What? Oh, D-I-E-N Force.
Ooh, he added a little off to it.
He did.
I like
he added
it.
A little lump. That's good.
No, where can they find me on Twitter?
Sovereign? You can find Liz at Sovereign Do It.
Mistress. Oh, Mistress. _ LeBeau. LeBeau.
Awesome. You can find Sovereign at
Sovereign. At Sovereign. At... S-O-V-E-R-U-N.
That easy, huh? Just at Sovereign.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't
cool.
that easy?
It is easy. You can catch our battle tags. You see us in game. If I even have any room left, I'm at Dian number 1737. You can also catch Liz at Mistress number 1359. Remember, Diablo Off the Record is a Quest Gaming Network podcast in association with Middle Earth Network, written by all the hosts of Diablo Off the Record, and I swear, most of the time we're also written by our listeners too. Remember, never give out your account information. Grab a Battle.net authenticator, either the physical one for just a few bucks or for free on your smartphone, and install and keep up to date antivirus and anti-spyware software. Have a great one, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye. I've noticed that you're, no, when I'm looking at the picture of the barbarian, he looks like he has pigtails because he's got these big horns coming out.
Yeah, they're posers. All right, let's go ahead and get into the communal fire.
You just do that on purpose?
Yes, I do.
No, he didn't.